This is Peter John with the DX Headlines.
I'll continue my small series on the offshore pirate radio stations in Europe that operated from the 50s until the 80s. At the beginning of the Cold War, it was the US Navy that operated a converted US Coast Guard cutter, Courier, to target an audience in the Soviet Union with propaganda. Before that, US Navy ships were known to do broadcasts with propaganda during World War II. The Courier eventually dropped its anchor near Greek island Rhodes in the Mediterranean. The ship, however, wasn't a pirate radio station because it operated with permission of the Greek government. It operated from 1952 until 1960, when operations were moved to a land-based location in Europe. In 1958, the first commercial offshore radio station started. The Danish station Radio Merkur started December 14, 1958. In most European countries that day, broadcasting was a nationalized state matter. There were some exceptions in the form of border blasters from tiny or small states like Monaco or Luxembourg. Programming on the state-run stations was stiff, with very limited programs for young people, lots of spoken word and often limits to the amount of music that must be played. Presenters had to be fluent in the official tongue, most often also spoken by the upper classes, hence not to promote any dialect or non-standard language, not to mention slang that was sometimes popular amongst younger generations. Most of what could be heard was rather boring. In my own country, the Netherlands, every one of the larger political or religious streams had their own association with a right to use broadcast facilities, which led to some kind of random time slotting, where something like horizontal programming was unthinkable because often opposite parties had to agree to make that possible. Commercials in most countries were introduced only many years after offshore radio started. In other words, the programming consisting mostly of music of the pirate radio stations fell into rather fertile soil with the European listener.
This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.